I want God's way to be my way. I sigh, Jenny, here below. For there is no other highway that a child.
Shalom, and welcome to the Reflections on Faith podcast. With me is Brother Jesse Nzima, and it is good to have you, Brother Nzima.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor, and it's good to be here. It's been a while.
Yeah. So, from the recent revival meetings we had, it was quite a blessed time. The Lord used you greatly on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Amen.
And one of the sermons you ministered was the life of an overcomer. And you mentioned something about life is full of hurdles.
Yes.
And you mentioned about these things which usually stand in the way to discourage us, to hinder us, and we need to overcome those challenges.
That's right.
You mentioned about peer pressure, marital challenges, health, economic hardships. And what was the last thing?
The last thing was falsehood.
Yeah, falsehood. And but I want us to focus on the first two things you mentioned, and that is peer pressure. When I was listening to that sermon, the definition you gave to peer pressure interested me. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, so if you look at the word itself, the word peer means something at your level. So this is not pressure from an authority, an adult, a parent, or a teacher. It is pressure from people at your level. It could be classmates, teammates, friends, not bosses, not parents. You see? And the message is basically, do it or we leave you out.
So there's this feeling of, you feel your sense of security is in what the group is doing.
Yes, you need to fit in. That's where the battle is.
And you know, after you ministered during testimony time, there's one young man, I think he's a visitor.
Yes, he was a visitor, yes.
And this particular part touched him. Yeah, he said, we are youths. And he was thankful that he found himself in the church. And he appreciated, you know, this item being explained. And the way he expressed it, and together with others also who testified.
Yes.
This actually is a big problem, Brother Nzima.
Yes, it is.
We are living in a time which is so different from the way you and I were growing up. We are living in a time of social media.
Yes.
And young people spend a lot of time looking at what is going on. And young ladies will become obsessed.
Yes.
With their looks.
Yes.
So you take a selfie of yourself, you post it on Facebook. You wait for how many likes it has accumulated. And peer pressure comes in various ways. And with time, what we see is youthful groups which don't carry or which don't have the kind of zeal the older generation had. There are so many things of the world which are calling out for their attention, even children who are believers.
Because when they leave the home,
they
are going to meet a spirit there. They're going to meet children from other homes, because every house carries a spirit. So now they are bombarded by this atmosphere, this toxic atmosphere.
So what you're saying, Brother Nzima, it's not just peer pressure as in things which excite them. You are bringing in something. You are saying, you're calling it a spirit.
Yes. I'm calling it a spirit because including the teachers. Some teachers are atheists.
Mm.
So they are having this atmosphere, and their friends who actually don't see any problem because that's what they're accustomed to from where they're coming from.
Yeah.
So, and you find that you are coming from a house which makes you look very old, very strange.
Old-fashioned.
And being young, you want to be with your friends. So that is where the catch is, and that's where Satan comes in.
Mm.
He wants you to be accepted.
Mm. To be accepted.
That's the battle.
So you come from a home where your parents seem to be old-fashioned.
Yes.
They require you to dress long outfits.
Yes. So now that is a bet.
Yeah.
Because behind, let's say you have colleagues who have girlfriends or boyfriends.
Mm.
So the look that appears, you know, the glamour and the seemingly happiness, that's a bet.
Mm.
So behind it, he'll not tell you there's pregnancy. He'll tell you there's disease.
Mm.
He'll not tell you there's shame.
Mm.
He'll not tell you there's abortion.
Mm.
So these things, the devil hides them.
Yeah.
If it's boys, smoking looks cool.
Mm.
Drinking looks cool. He'll not tell you the consequences.
Yeah.
So now this becomes a problem because if a child is weak, is not very well vested, is not serious with prayers, does not regard what the parents say, they become an easy target of Satan.
So you mentioned something important.
Mm.
This whole feeling of being influenced to participate,
yes,
in what this group does, what your friends do.
Yes.
You mentioned something. You want to feel accepted. Mm. What is actually happening is this is not just an act of behavior, but there is a spiritual influence.
Yes, there is. Yes, yes.
This, Brother Nzima, reminds me of a testimony Brother Branham talks about.
Mm.
This involved a sister who once used to go to the discos and, you know,
yes,
lived such kind of a social life.
Yes.
Well, later she gave her life to Christ,
started
attending prayers with the little group Brother Branham had.
Yes.
And this particular time, I think she was walking across a road where there used to be, I think...
A dance hall or something.
And she used to have friends in there.
Yes.
And passing through that place, probably maybe hearing the music, something in her told her, like, you know, to just pass through, greet the people. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, yes.
And as she went through that place, well, it was a different experience that she had. Later on, she felt, well, I'm not supposed to be here. So, but she had a strange experience.
Yes.
She knew, I'm not supposed to be here.
Mm.
She rushed to the place where Brother Branham was, the home.
Yes.
As she reached there, I think she was calling out, pray for me, pray for me.
Yes,
I don't feel good. As Brother Branham prayed for her, she manifested an evil spirit.
Yes.
And Brother Branham actually saw it physically.
In form of a bat, a huge bat.
Yeah, yeah. In form of, you know, that ugly bird.
Mm.
A demon came out of her.
Mm.
Wow.
So now, Pastor, this is where the catch is.
Yeah.
Many parents don't understand.
Mm.
Sometimes you may feel, because your child is a teenager, they're grown, you want to give them space.
Uh-huh.
So at home, you don't want to force them. Sometimes it's prayer. You may feel you're bothering them.
Mm.
But whether they like it or they don't, you put in the way in them. Because human beings are characters of habit.
Mm.
What you put in the person is what they become.
Yeah.
Because what goes on in your teenage years may shape you for the rest of your life.
Mm.
So,
can you say that again?
What happens in your teenage years?
In your teenage years,
it will shape you. I've encountered countless cases in the mission field of people who are smoking and drinking. I ask them, what happened? None of them have told me, my dad gave me this, or I was seated at home, I said, it's drinking.
Mm.
They said, I had friends.
Friends.
Who influenced me.
And many times it happened during the teenage years.
Yes. So you as a parent, if you have a prayer and fasting program, you have a prayer program, your children have to be there. Whether they look like they are not interested, don't be apologetic.
I love what you've done in Chatama.
Mm.
You've picked a program, like which happens here in Lusaka, where
yes,
we have a day,
yes,
for prayer and fasting.
Mm.
Not for the whole church, but for children.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you just have it as a big church congregation,
yes,
children just camouflage in this environment.
Yes.
You may not know whether they are participating or not.
Yes.
By the way, we've done it. We have a day for prayer and fasting just for children.
Yes.
Where the whole day they don't eat. They spend time in prayer. They spend time reading spoken word books, reading scripture.
Yes, yes.
Reading spiritual messages, yes, so that, you know, those things become a part of their lives. And, you know, and you've done the same in Chatama. But I love this thing where you give these young boys responsibilities.
Yes.
This one you lead in songs.
That particular Sunday, that's what we did.
You will share.
Yes.
And, wow, that was amazing.
Now, Pastor, do you know what happened, by the way? Mm. There was one brother, he's a parent.
Mm.
So he sent over his two boys.
Yeah.
Now, he was working in the field. Mm. So when we started praying and singing, he's the one who was narrating. He said, you know what? Something happened to my soul.
Mm.
When I was working, I just felt the presence of God come upon me
when
I heard the children sing.
Wow.
So he says, when I came to church on Sunday and they were presenting, when I saw them sing, something shook my heart. Wow. I was touched. I said, wow, that's children.
Mm.
So peer pressure, Pastor. I remember when we were growing up, we had a lot of guys who were so much influenced by this lifestyle.
Mm.
But we spent most of the times in a church environment. So we didn't struggle with girls, not because we were special, but it was because of how we were being brought up. The places where we were found.
The environment.
The environment. So the so at home, create an atmosphere.
Yeah.
When you do that, when they go out, the angel of the Lord will be with them.
Yeah.
Because I've seen with my boys, because of what I do, they imitate what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage that.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they go to school to minister, of course, out of zeal. Sometimes they may not approach the whole process properly. But I appreciate that.
Someone said, children mainly learn by observing what you do, not what you tell them.
No, not what you tell them, but what you do.
Mm.
And
so if there is a lifestyle of prayer, fasting, treasuring the reading of the word, and you do it as a family, that becomes part of their lives.
Yes.
But you know the great danger, Brother Nzima, there's a great lukewarmness.
Yes.
It has engulfed many assemblies.
Mm.
People think it is enough just to gather on a Sunday, do a couple of few things.
Yes.
Afterwards, you go for work and everyone is a busybody, you know, going for work.
Mm.
Time given for prayer is very little, very negligent.
Yes.
Well, so, there will be excuses of saying, I'm busy, I'm this, and I'm that.
Mm.
But so, if people's eyes could be open, Brother Nzima, if they see the spiritual reality behind that.
That is true.
It's a terrible spirit of darkness. We are raising a church full of dead, lazy people.
That is true.
Yeah.
And these are the ones who take over. When the strength is depleting in the elderly people, these are the ones.
They are the future church.
You won't be able to stop them.
Mm. Now think about how will the future church look like.
There will be no church. So we have to do our homework now as parents. Put in as much as you can sincerely. And if it's coming from the heart, you are disciplined and consistent.
Mm.
That is going to reflect in them. Whenever they go, they'll be scared. They'll know where they're coming from.
I heard a preacher say, the message church of today,
yes,
is the Pentecostal church Brother Branham used to attack.
Yes.
You know, in the 50s, in the 60s.
Yes.
Yeah, things Brother Branham hit hard against, the moral standing of the church.
Mm.
Okay, things which were happening in the Pentecostal church, which was falling away in that time, the kind of music and all that.
Yes.
These are things which are found in the message churches.
That's the danger. So, Pastor, look at this. Look at Daniel.
Mm.
Do you think Daniel and his friends, was it by accident that they had that faith?
Mm.
You know, the Bible doesn't record everything.
That's very interesting. when you actually look at Daniel, scholars say he was a teenager when he was among the captives.
That's the thing.
Which went into Babylon. But here is something. You know, young people sometimes will do things because you tell them to do so as parents.
Yes.
When they are away from your oversight, maybe in a boarding school or wherever they've gone, their real character may, you know, manifest.
Yes, yes.
But here's something about Daniel, Mishael, Hananiah, and Azariah. They were in a foreign land, a land which never demanded of them to keep the Sabbath, never demanded of them to follow the dietary laws which were prescribed in the law of Moses. And they were given a privilege, a scholarship to study, to sit, you know, in the public administration of the king's palace. Dainty meats were assigned to them.
Yes.
But they were still able to stand on the word.
Yes.
You know, they said, no, we can't do this. Just give us vegetables. That is encouraging. And no, that didn't just happen from nowhere. These young men came from an environment where the word was taught and it impacted their lives.
Yes.
Even during the times of the absence of their parents, they were still faithful. So they didn't just become believers because mama and papa are believers.
Yes.
I believe they had an experience. We can see it in their prayer lives. Whenever they were in danger, they fasted.
Yes, yes.
They watched out for each other and they never compromised with the word.
No, they never compromise. So now the other lie, Pastor, which is there, is to believe. You know, there's this thing we've accepted. There's adolescence. They're going through adolescent stage. So that is why sometimes they can be moody. Sometimes they can be disrespectful. Sometimes they can be lazy to pray. The devil wants us to believe that.
Yeah.
But Daniel was a youth, you know. So what we need basically, it is to ensure that we do our job, we do our part. They have free will. I'm not denying that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they have to make their own decision. But we do our part.
Yeah. We're not talking about forcing children to do things.
Yes. But we are creating an atmosphere.
Showing them by an example.
And that's why the Bible says when you create, put away, the way will never leave. They will never depart from that way.
And still the Bible obligates us as parents to discipline children.
Yes.
Yeah. Brother Nzima, let us wind up with this verse. We'll talk about marriage in the other podcast.
But okay.
Psalm chapter 1.
Yes.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So walking in the counsel of the ungodly, that's peer pressure.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Yes.
But his delight.
Yes.
His delight is not, you know, enjoying those worldly things.
Amen. That's right.
His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
That's right.
You know, for one to meditate on the word of God day and night, there has to be a love for that word.
Yes, yes, that's
where
right.
Where you just want to do it every now and then.
Amen.
You and I used to memorize verses and would use verses in prayer.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and we need to create that bridge with these children we are raising where they come to a place where they actually love to walk with the Lord and to meditate on his word day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Yes.
His leaf also shall not wither. Now, notice, Brother Nzima, that this tree bringeth forth his fruit, not because it is some kind of a special tree, but because of where it is.
Planted.
By the rivers, by the water.
That's right.
So that means no matter how much good potential you can have as a believer, if your environment is toxic, if your environment is terrible, doesn't add to your spiritual value, you become unprofitable.
Yes, yes, that's right.
And so children, let them grow in an atmosphere of a home which is filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that will be a blessing.
God bless.
Shalom. Amen. And God bless.